The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do bad?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell. We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, Friday Healing Revolution continues here from Autism One. That's right, in Chicago. We got a great hour set up. Mayor Eisenstein will be here, Dr. Mayor Eisenstein. And wow, he does not hold back on any topic, especially the topic of vaccination. So that's going to be cool. Super Don, how you doing, man? Chicago treating you right?
I am trying to keep up.
I think, you know, to honor why we're here at Autism One, we're going to talk to a young lady who, from what I understand, her mother, Dr. Leah Parker, NMD, Doctor of Naturopathic Medicine in Missouri, explained briefly that she had been through the autism spectrum, for lack of a better way to say it. Now, in order to know her journey, I think we should talk to her right now. Rachel Parker, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you.
So, Rachel, am I to understand that you were diagnosed into the autism spectrum at some point in your life?
Yes, at three years old, I was diagnosed with autism and ADHD, and I had leaky gut syndrome, which is food that leaks into your bloodstream, and it causes antibodies, which means that you're allergic to basically everything you put in your mouth.
Right.
And I had severe asthma every so often in the fall and in the spring, and I was on breathing treatments for 8 years of my life, and
yeah,
it was pretty rough. It was a rough childhood.
Okay. And that started at three?
Yes.
Now, I know at three you don't remember all this, but I'm sure you were told by your mom, mm-hmm, about the things that you experienced back then. Were you verbal or nonverbal? How bad was this situation?
I was verbal,
okay,
but in school was the hardest thing for me because I was more severe in ADHD than I was autistic. I was on the spectrum, but I...
Okay. Now, I'm sorry, I'm just excited to talk to you about this because I'm looking at you right now, mm-hmm, as we're chatting, and I don't see any evidence, at least on a first overview, that you're anywhere in the spectrum.
Well, most kids, they grow out of it. You know, they get more mature, and I started seeing better results when I got into high school. I was on enzymes and stuff that my mom has created. She has her own line now, and of course she's here with Immunitech, and I have been on that since last year, and I have never been sick since.
You've made some real strides then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Because there is some immunocompromising, let's say, manifestations when you're dealing with what you've dealt with,
oh,
with,
yeah,
the gut issues. So did your mom go into become a naturopathic medicine person because of what happened to you? Or?
Yes. She graduated from nurse school when she was 23, and that was basically her whole profession. That's what she did for most of my life when I was a kid.
Nursing?
My brother, yes, she was,
okay,
a nurse.
All right.
And so she realized, you know, all these problems that me and my little brother were having, and he's autistic too.
Okay.
And she started researching and trying to figure out why. You know, why does my kid do this? You know, I'm doing everything the doctors say. Mm-hmm. So
maybe that was why, right?
Yeah. And so she finally started reading about Dr. Gutman's line of protocol on how to detox your body, and of course she had no knowledge of that, and so she got her naturopathic license not too long ago, and ever since then, my life, my brother's life, our whole lives have changed.
So how old is your brother?
He is now 10.
10 years old. Wow. Okay, big age difference.
Mm-hmm.
How would you say he is relative to where he was, being that you say he was also in the autism spectrum?
Yes, and he was actually nonverbal. He didn't talk until the time he was 4 or 5.
Okay.
And now that he's been on Immunical and different sorts of natural medicines, he's a normal kid now. He goes and he plays in the plays at school, and he has friends, and he socializes a lot more, and he plays football, and it's just such a dramatic change.
So at 10,
mm-hmm.
so he recovered earlier than you?
Yeah.
Okay, because your mom was already now full on into this.
Yes.
Okay, I see. As far as vaccines, you're high school, college age now?
I just graduated high school this year,
right.
Class of 14.
So if you're going to university and they say you need to get a vaccine to go, what will you do?
I won't go to that university.
All right. Excellent.
And I love, I'm actually going to start in a production called Jonah in the Sight and Sound Theaters in Branson, Missouri. It's a Christian musical.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited about that.
All right. So we got a singer in our midst.
Yeah.
Right.
So how long have you been singing?
Ever since I was a young kid in church at the age of 5, I've always sang in choir, and I'm a thespian. I love musical theater, and that's
so not only singing, but also acting as
yes.
well.
Yes.
Nice.
I love it.
Really? So should we have her sing on the air? You do any a cappella?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Super Don does a cappella, too.
Oh,
we could right. have a little interesting competition here. It's like
we could have, like, on our own American Idol.
Right.
Actually, they're coming to Branson, Missouri. They're going to
try out?
Tour bus. Yeah.
Awesome.
Right. Hey, so you hear it now. We may have
heard
got
first.
The interview
the early
with the next American Idol.
Rachel Parker, right? The
I
next
like
American
it.
Idol. And, did you know that Gina Irene, who took second place this year, evidently, her mom's sister is one of the thinking moms of the Thinking
oh,
Moms
wow,
Revolution.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so she's very aware of all of the issues with
that
autism.
That is really interesting. I was watching it the other night. I'm glad that Tyler got to win.
Okay.
He was really good.
Okay, I was going to... Or Caleb.
Caleb. You like
Caleb is his
right,
name? Okay.
Right.
He's from Asheville, North Carolina. Dr. King, you know, he mentioned him last hour because, you know, that's an Asheville
sure,
thing. Caleb
sure.
was really cool. And he did Dream On. I did see it on YouTube.
Right.
It was very good.
I heard
yeah.
something about him performing with Kiss or something, too.
I think so. I didn't
yeah.
see that yet. But, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Nice.
So, awesome. Well, listen, this is great. I think my daughter will one day, if they're still having an American Idol, I don't know, maybe next season might be the last. The ratings haven't been great. But I enjoy singing competitions. I like
yeah.
talent. I just do. I mean, it's to me, this year was more happy. It wasn't divisive.
Right.
You know, everybody seemed to get it. Was just, to me, it's fun. I think
mm-hmm.
it's nice. So, very cool. Now, so you've made it clear that you understand the danger of vaccines,
yes.
right? Your brother now, of course, probably at 10, they still try to get him vaccinated. Your mom
of
probably
course,
won't let
any,
him.
Of course, any involvement in sports and school events, they have to bring it up. Of course, they can't. Force you, and they can't say you have to have it,
right.
of course, because there's
religious exemption. I encourage everybody to look into that. No matter what church, synagogue, or mosque you belong to or don't belong to, religious freedom is the foundation of American liberty.
Absolutely.
And it's a spiritual concept. It didn't mean you had to, I mean, heck, at the dawning of the United States of America, you didn't have 501c3
no.
sanctioned by government churches. I mean, that was ridiculous to
mm-hmm.
think about that. So I have to bring that up, though. No matter where you are, what you believe, that is the most powerful tool you still have to claim that religious exemption
right.
to keep yourself safe. So that's good. I'm glad you're on board with that. Now, as far as singing a song, what would you sing for us if you could do a little short a cappella? We've never had. Have we ever done that? We've sung together.
Live singing. Well,
well
you want to call it
one
that,
syllable,
right?
one
yeah.
syllable at a time.
We rap together.
We did rap. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I basically anything. I'm really into Adele right now. That she's one of my favorite
Adele,
artists.
You like Adele.
Adele.
What's
Jenny,
a song
Jenny
we know?
Likes it.
What's a song we know for?
Hey, hon.
Do you know Rolling in the
Adele?
Deep
no,
or
of
someone
Rolling
like
in
you?
The deep?
That's the one. Yeah, it's a very popular.
Can
one,
you do like the chorus or something?
I can do the whole song.
Well, we don't have that much time, but we can do it's like a snippet version.
Okay,
because
yeah.
we want to preview for American Idol, Rachel Parker, now, before she even applies to it, we're going to vote for I Have a Feeling. But
right.
Go ahead,
awesome.
Rachel,
right,
with the Adele song.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. 'Cause finally I can see you crystal clear, and go ahead and sound me out and I'll lay your stuff bare, and see how I leave with every piece of you, and don't underestimate the things that I will do. 'Cause there's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark.
What do you think, Don?
Two thumbs up. Absolutely.
Golden ticket. She's going to Hollywood. She's going to Hollywood. Right? That's what
you
I want to say.
You're already making me too excited.
I'm sorry.
Excellent.
Definitely.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Wow.
So
you heard it here first.
Right. Rachel Parker. Now, do you have a message for the fellow youth of America, right, that maybe they don't have a mom as smart as you, that as she is, about these issues?
Mm-hmm.
And how would you talk to your peers about this issue, or have you confronted that? Because this is a, you know, we want to protect these kids and young, you know, the young adults will be the next moms and dads.
Right. And you're absolutely right. There's more teen moms than I've seen today than there have been in a while. I mean, I can't even believe it. But I'd say, honestly, just do your research. Don't believe what someone tells you. Look it up and see for yourself, because reading things in a book is a lot more satisfying. You know what the answer is if you can find it yourself, rather than go to a doctor and just believe what he says.
Right. Well, yeah. Don't you think there's a higher authority than the doctor?
Of course.
Right. Sometimes I think our fellow Americans have forgotten that.
You know, it's just easy to sit there and believe what someone tells you rather than going and trying to figure out yourself.
Doing your own research.
And that's all it really takes to find the answer.
So did you, let me backtrack just for a moment on the autism thing. We had just got a couple of minutes or less. But the mercury issue, the heavy metal issue, that's a hugest part of the fire of autism.
Absolutely.
Did you do some things to pull that out?
Yes. I had a friend, her name was Hannah, and she had a high mercury level so bad that she had seizures. And I introduced her ImmuniCal about a month ago, and she had seizures about every day, and now she hasn't had one since she started.
Well, you're doing really great. We're happy to connect with you. And
before we let her go, you're going to be doing something on Sunday. What's happening
at Autism One? Yeah, there's a worship service or something.
Yes, I am presenting my testimony, kind of like I'm doing right now, and I'm also singing a song by Tamela Mann. She is a gospel singer called Take Me to the King, and I'm really excited about that.
All right, so if you haven't made it down here yet, and you can, come on down to Autism One to see Rachel Parker sing.
Absolutely, and we're going to be back with Mayor Eisenstein. I think he's a rabbi, too. Mayor.
Eisenstein?
We got a religious thing.
I call
going.
Him Einstein.
He's not Einstein.
He's one of the smartest guys.
He's a great guy in Chicagoland area. We're going to do that, and say hi to your mom for us. We'd love to interview her one day. Dr. Leah Parker is your mom, and that's Rachel Parker, the next American Idol. You heard it here first.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right. We'll be right back on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, here at Autism One, getting to reconnect with old friends. Good ones, man. Mayor Eisenstein, Dr. Eisenstein, so good to see you, my friend.
Oh, Dr. Robert, it's good to see you.
Hey, listen, we're on a mission, and we were joking off the air before we got on here, talking about being on, like, the enemies list of the quack busters, and you know, if we're not high enough, we're just not working hard enough.
We're not worthy.
You have been as outspoken as anybody I've met in my lifetime, and I love you for it.
Oh, thank you.
The issue of vaccination. Of course, in my training as a homeopath, vaccination is just an abomination. There's no place for it because we have ways to address immunity and other things successfully, although those vaccine fiends, I would call them, do not acknowledge history the way it really happened.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but we just had our 12th grandchild a couple of days ago. It got me reflecting on the blessings that I've had in my life, meeting my late mentor, Dr. Robert Mendelson. That was back in 1970. So I've had the privilege, before my 6 children and 12 grandchildren were born, of knowing from maybe the most brilliant person I've ever in medicine encountered that vaccines are dangerous. Mm-hmm. He made a statement in 1973, all vaccines cause neurological damage. And that was years before the autism problem, the ADD, the ADHD. It wasn't even on the radar at that point, you know. But he already saw that. And he said, you may not even notice it, but every vaccine causes neurological damage somewhere, someplace.
Yeah, I often likened it to a game of Russian roulette, except every chamber is loaded. It just... you never know when that bullet is actually going to go off, but everything enters. And for some, it explodes immediately. For some, it's a subtle drip into the rest of the body that creates that toxicity that, as you say, neurotoxic, but toxic to every organ, every system in the body, not the least of which is just the foreign DNA and RNA present from where it's derived, whether it be animals or for aborted fetal tissue, or whether it be the adjuvants, the metals, the mercury, the aluminum, and different things. So there's just no way you could put the things that are in a glass of juice for a kid, right? That take that syringe, all the ingredients of that syringe, put it in a glass of juice and have the kid drink it. Could you not be arrested for assault with a potentially deadly now concoction, but they say it's okay, safe, and legal. In fact, it's desirable to inject these kids with that stuff.
Well said. I want to kind of go over a couple things that I've been looking at.
Sure.
I got an email from a follower, and she said that her child's never been vaccinated and that there's a alleged case of measles in the school. Will my child die from the measles?
Mm-hmm.
I found that really frightening, which means that we've gone so far the other way mm-hmm. that a parent who decided not to vaccinate their child is deadly terrified that they may die from measles, mumps, or German measles.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went back and looked at the 1970 pediatric literature, and what was their recommendation in 1970? This precedes the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine. The lead article in January of 1970, I think it was January, in the pediatrics, the lead journal from the American Academy of Pediatrics, was measles, mumps, and German measles are rites of passage. They're safe childhood diseases which confer lifelong immunity. Now you go to 2014. These are deadly diseases which kill people. But I can tell you something. That didn't issue. We knew that this statement is wrong. Mm-hmm. Then I found another study that someone sent to me. The one thing nice, like yourself, a lot of people send me stuff, and the people who decide not to vaccinate are brilliant. They study everything.
They do their homework.
They do their homework.
Yeah.
You know, this was an article which talked about ovarian cancer. And they found a correlation. Now, we should realize that correlation doesn't always mean causation between children, young girls who got the mumps vaccine. I'm sorry, young girls who had natural mumps. There was virtually no ovarian cancer in this group, virtually none. And the ovarian cancer started becoming a more pronounced disease after the vaccine.
So to your point, what you described in the Journal of Pediatrics years ago, acknowledged these diseases as rites of passage that were mild and that in fact afforded a level of immunity that wasn't just about the disease itself, but a development of the immune system so that there would be protection from things that you seemingly have no relationship to the German measles, the rubella. But this idea that we must stop all childhood diseases has really created tremendous chronic degradation diseases. And we're going to go into some of them when we come back from this break. Dr. Mayor Eisenstein is my guest. Special, special man. We appreciate him so much here at Autism One. And we'll get a link to him as well when we come back. Stick around.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terriganics.
Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Continuing now with my friend Mayor Eisenstein, Dr. Eisenstein, of course, here at Autism One. We'd love to get together with you more often. I don't know, we're going to be back around in a couple of weeks or whenever we're playing this thing at the Chicago Cannabis Conference. Thanks for my compassion.
I'm going to be there. I just found out about it, and my wife's very interested in the cannabis oil, is that the cannabis oil?
Yeah, the hemp oil. We've been using the industrial hemp product, the CBD-rich cannabidiol. And my wife, she has a trigeminal neuralgia from dental work, that 2 years of suffering after even the worst narcotics we would never want to do just to try, didn't work. the CBD, this hemp oil, took the pain away. I know. It's so profound what's happening here. And there's a lot of uses for it nutritionally as well. But we'll get into that. I'm very excited about this as well. We were just talking off the air as well about the so-called vaccine-preventable diseases. Do we really want to prevent them? I mean, that's a question not being asked. I mean, because if you ask that, it's like, oh, you want to slaughter innocent children. When the reality is, if you have basic function, health, minerals in the body, you know, you're treating your kids decently, they'll get through these things. And, in fact, they'll not only not get the disease again, but the development through this, the training of the immune system, obviously has impact far afield into prevention of chronic diseases that no one's ever linked before.
I looked up that. I went on the CDC website because my mentor, Dr. Mendelsohn, always go to your biggest opponent and see what they have to say. Kind of, it's a principle in law. If the CDC says something you agree with, you've got strong evidence that it's most probably right. How many deaths do you think there were in 2013 from measles? Zero.
2013 measles deaths.
Zero deaths from measles. I was blown away. I thought there'd be three or four.
Yeah.
But zero.
Right.
And here, the threats keep coming, you know. The public's perception of many, even people who have decided not to vaccinate, is that we think we're making the right decision, and they think we're taking a risk. And the risk they think they're taking is a big risk, not even a little risk.
Right. Will you get the disease, or will you die from it, or will you get the disease, overcome it, and be much healthier, much less disease, minimal, let's say, chronic degradation diseases, or even the all too common re-expression of the zoster varicella virus, the chickenpox virus, in adulthood as shingles, which is now rampant with all of the since the advent of the chickenpox vaccine.
100%. I never saw shingles in a young child. I never saw it in a teenager or in their 20s or 30s. We've seen 30 or 40 cases this year alone.
In children?
In children.
And are these children that have been vaccinated for chickenpox?
No. None of these children were vaccinated for chickenpox, but they're most probably getting, none of them were, but they're most probably picking up from other children who are vaccinated for chickenpox. Their immunity wears off, and now the virus spreads back to them.
Oh, my goodness. Now, the discussion here, which I'm so intrigued to do with you, because I so very rarely can talk about this with anybody, the idea that these childhood diseases that they claim were eradicated, which we know is the height of arrogance to man to say, we've eradicated a disease. No, it doesn't happen. There's just, even if you claim it's eradicated like with smallpox, they just rename it. You know, they'll call it monkeypox, or, you know, how the game is played. Or I mentioned earlier when we talked about polio, it's now acute flaccid paralysis.
Or
Guillain-Barré. You know, going back to, you said FDR. You suspect that he may never have had polio, that in fact it was vaccine damage?
Robert, you're going to find out for me if he got a flu vaccine. All I know is I've never heard of a 39-year-old adult coming down with polio. Because remember what it was called? Infantile paralysis. That was the name of the disease. And he was just very conveniently labeled as polio in order to be the poster child for the March of Dimes.
Mm-hmm. And the March of Dimes, by the way, does not promote the use of glucose tolerance factor food-grown chromium, which is doing more to protect chromosomal integrity of the offspring than anything March of Dimes is invested in my opinion. These charities were a scam on the people. We go back to Rockefeller Carnegie Foundation in the 20th century, not only the Flexner Report, but the idea that they would match grants. Like, we'll get all the suckers out there to give money to cancer charities. We'll say we'll put up half before we had to put up 100%, and everybody's going to feel good that they're contributing, except they were never intent on finding a cure, just the perpetual management of a disease that they would profit from.
My good friend Len Horowitz, who I'm sure you know who he is, he did the research to show that the Rockefellers never vaccinated their children. And I thought that was very interesting. He said he didn't think the Kennedys. Now, this was originally, once you get down another generation, they kind of lose the wisdom. It all of a sudden is dissipated. But it's kind of interesting. I looked into whooping cough fairly extensively, and Dr. Sherry Tempe and I talked about it a lot. And her feeling is that we're not having 30,000-40,000 cases of whooping cough. We're having 30,000-40,000 cases of what's called parapertussis. It's a sister virus that comes only when you weaken the pertussis virus, but you don't weaken, you're only weakening the mild strains, and now the strong strains are kind of having a different effect. It's very interesting that how come scarlet fever died out, tuberculosis died out, yellow fever, cholera, plague, they all essentially died out. No vaccines given for them. Mm-hmm. Every disease that they gave a vaccine, for the most part, has seemed to reemerge.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's because every disease, every vaccine, every disease has a periodicity. Mm-hmm. And if you just take a look, the curves always look the same. A lot of deaths 100 years ago, and before the vaccine is introduced, the majority of the deaths have taken place, almost non-existent. But the curve is the same for those diseases like tuberculosis, cholera, plague, which no vaccines were ever given.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is fascinating to recognize the connection there. And we look also at something that is completely lacking in medical education today, and that is a study of Antoine Vachon, Claude Bernard, these guys that talked about the terrain, you know, went a little different than Pasteur, the thief who was friends with the emperor, and had a different viewpoint of life itself. And because we adopted this so-called germ theory, the vaccine thing sprung out of it, whereas if we understand the law of the terrain, we would never be even in a remote idea do something so barbaric as to inject people with toxic poisons with the idea that they would be stronger because of it.
I always tell people, if you believe in the germ theory of disease, let's do an experiment. Let's take 10 of the healthiest people around, line them up, and take the sickest person you know, cough, runny nose, bronchitis, pneumonia, and have them cough for 5 minutes in each person. At the end of the day, will all 10 get sick? No. Some will, some won't. How's that possible? All of them clearly have the virus or bacteria.
They've contracted
that they've contracted.
Right.
There's no question about it. And everyone will give you the same answer. Well, they have a stronger immune system. Hello?
See how we think alike?
Yeah.
Hello? And this is indeed the case that when we try to communicate, we attempt or we do, you know, as Yoda says, do or do not, there is no try. We communicate this message. Very often, it's like we're speaking a foreign language to folks. Now, you know, for those of my listeners that don't know you, Mayor, you're a doctor and a lawyer, a double dangerous combination, but yet you've turned your life into something so profoundly good because you're educating people, you're warning, you're doing all these things, and also providing care for people in the greater Chicagoland area that want the help of someone who gets this, who's doing it right.
Well, it's paying it forward, because I learned this before. When my first child was born 42 years ago, my late mentor, Dr. Mendelsohn, understood the dangers of vaccines that we talked about a little bit earlier. So I feel kind of a certain obligation to pass this knowledge on to the next generation. And between my 6 children, 12 grandchildren, and God willing, 2 more grandchildren before the year is over, we've got a large contingency of health.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the great teachings of Dr. Mendelsohn.
Yeah, and of course, the Confessions of a Medical Heretic.
Right.
I mean, wow.
How to raise a healthy child in spite of your doctor.
In spite of your doctor. And, you know, one of the speakers here just said that she doesn't have a doctor. Sounded a lot like my mom, who's 80. She doesn't have a doctor. And she goes out dancing. She doesn't take flu shots. She does water aerobics. She does yoga. And she listens to her son. And not everybody does
what
that.
What Dr. Mendelsohn has said, when you're 90, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
My mother's the same. My mother is 84. She's not a lot older than me. She was very young when I was born. And she swims 3 times a week, 2 miles. She walks every day at least a mile. She's in absolutely tip-top shape. She's only got one serious problem. Almost all her friends have died. And so she's, you know, has problems because of it, legitimately. And she said she can't tell her friends she doesn't go to doctors. So she said, oh, I talk to the doctor at least once a week.
And my son, the doctor. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. It's beautiful. We're talking with Mayor Eisenstein, Dr. Eisenstein. Now, how do people find you on the web?
Homefirst.com, and it's a leftover from my home birth practice, and it's the Eisenstein Medical Center, but keep it simple, I'm still using homefirst.com. Mm-hmm. Or they can email me at mayor, M-A-Y-E-R, at homefirst.com, or go on Facebook. I have a Facebook fan page, Dr. Mayor Eisenstein.
Yes.
And I'm finding more and more that I can reach more people by posting articles on Facebook.
Yeah, it's beautiful. We use the social network as well. As far as your practice goes, You know, I've asked you this before, but how is it possible? I think Chicago is the home of the American Medical Association, that they haven't shut you down. I mean, you're a heretic like Mendelsohn, like your mentor.
Well, I have a tough boss. My oldest daughter is a advanced nurse practitioner. She's a professor at DePaul, and she's finishing her doctorate in nursing. And she now is the head of the practice. And I, it's a good question. In fact, I was actually called in by Blue Cross about 7 months ago. They'd thrown me out twice. And I figured, fine, I'll retire. I'll do something different. The last time they called me in, they said, Dr. Einstein, your whole practice is about wellness. And we at Blue Cross don't believe in that. I said, what are you talking about? Your initiative in 2014 is wellness care. And the other doctors say, you're right. That's it's like, you know.
Blue, hold on. Let me get Super Don in here. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm late to the party here.
Yeah.
Blue Cross said they're not about wellness?
Yeah, well, it was a meeting of doctors where they wanted to know what my practice was about. And, you know, and they've only – this goes on.
They don't read their own PR.
Yeah, right. And they said, well, it seems like – how are you sending in claims where all you do is, for the most part, wellness care? Mm-hmm. And before I even can answer one of the other guys, I said, don't you know that's our initiative?
Oh, my God.
The new slogan for Blue Cross. We're not about wellness.
No, let's admit it. Well, Dr. Einstein, you're a breath of, you know what, fresh air, right? And healing. We love you and we appreciate you, and it's so good to get together. And homefirst.com is the website, linked up here in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll be together again just before we know it on the Navy Pier.
Awesome. Oh, my dear friend, thank you so much.
All right, that's Mayor Einstein here on the Robert Scott Bell Show at robertscottbell.com.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy dollar. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Get to Rachel Parker, our next American Idol.
As well as Mayor Eisenstein, Dr. Mayor Eisenstein, of course, Dr. Frank King, Healing Revolution. We look forward to seeing everybody in Asheville, July 18th through 20th. And, of course, we're here at Autism One. And tomorrow, Cantaway in Atlanta.
I know.
And the next day, Autism
that?
One, back in Chicago.
That's right.
And then in 2 weeks, June 7th,
back to
today,
Chicago.
Maybe Pierce,
what
Chicago.
Is it about Chicago?
Chicago, Chicago. It's my kind of town. Hey, we got a Super Don. We got a Super Don. Yes, we do. We also have a super fan, Lori Harvey. She was on, I don't know, was it a year ago here or another event? Lori, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
You're our race car driving fan.
Yes, I am.
I know. She's awesome. She race car drives. You know that?
You drive a race car?
Yes, I do.
How did I not know that?
She can like, rebuild an engine.
You bet I can.
Wow.
I'm telling you. Yeah, that's why. Right. We got an auto mechanic special right now, Lori. So, Lori, what is it that you had experienced? Because we just talked to Mayor Eisenstein about the vaccines and things. And we talk, maybe we speak a little derogatory. I don't know if that would be the right word about the medical profession, but they've earned it. You had or know of an experience recently of someone going into an ER for a trauma situation and then being tricked into getting a vaccine. Is this right?
Yes. My daughter's fiance recently was working on his nephew's fence, and he always has a pocket knife in his pocket. And he had to take it out to cut something and end up cutting his right forefinger a few inches.
Okay.
And he wrapped it up. And it had been bleeding most of the day, so the wound had basically cleansed itself.
Right.
So he told my daughter that if it was still bleeding in a few hours, he would go to the ER. Well, about 6 hours later, they were finally going in.
Hold on. He didn't have the Sovereign Silver First Aid gel, did he?
No, he did not.
No, must not have.
Damn it, he needed that.
And so they went in, and they cleaned it up. He took a picture of it. It looked clean to me from the picture that they sent me via text. And as soon as they started stitching it up, they started in on him to get the tetanus shot.
Right.
And he had already told me over the phone on the way to the ER that he wasn't going to get the tetanus shot. No way. No how.
Yeah.
Because this kid had never had a vaccine in his life. This kid does works on go-karts, vehicles, goes fishing all the time. So if he was going to get tetanus...
Right, he would have had it long ago.
Long ago.
Yeah, yeah. So
they're scary tactic him. You know, you could get tetanus, you could get lockjaw, you get all these other diseases if you don't get this tetanus shot. And so he finally... They brought it in. They didn't ask him if he wanted the shot. They didn't give him a consent form. They didn't go over the pros and cons of getting the vaccine or the pros and cons of not getting the vaccine.
Right.
And so they just basically gave it to him without consent.
You mean they just ejected him while he was right there? How did he not beat them senseless?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know, my gut...
It's intimidation, probably.
It was intimidation.
Yeah.
And, you know, my gut instinct on the way to ER was to go with the kids. But
always, right?
Always. You know, but I figured they're adults. They can handle it. You know, my daughter's smart enough. She's listened to me enough that... You know, she knows how to do that.
But they hit him with overwhelming power, force, persuasion, psychic manipulation, psychic attacking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let that be a lesson to you. Read Unlock the Power to Heal. Why? Because I go through things that will help stop bleeding. So you don't have to go into the ER. And I'm telling you, I had an experience on an airline flight. I got a very deep cut in my pinky. I mean, it was so deep it should have been stitched, but I was like, screw that. I'm not going into any medical center. And I wrapped it up tightly. I had my silver gel and coated it. And, you know, within 24 hours, it had closed.
Wow.
Without stitches.
Silver is amazing stuff.
Yeah. And so that's the kind of thing. I'm glad, Lori, that you're sharing it with me. I'm bummed out that they did that. But is he okay? Because I want him to get on the King Bio vaccinosis remedy, the vaccine injury.
Well, you know, so far he has not shown any reactions. But, you know, we got... got all the information, the inserts.
All right.
Because I basically I told my daughter via text, get the insert.
It's a mess.
And they refused to give it to her.
Yeah, but you found it.
Yeah, I had to go in and demand that they give it to us.
Right. And it's ugly. Now, he may have had the strength to mobilize the defense, but homeopathic vaccinosis remedies, King Bio has them. You need to get it. Lori, where are you from? Let me give a shout out to your race team.
I'm from Boone, Iowa.
So, go, what do we call your team?
It's just Team Mighty Mrs. Mopar.
Team Mighty Mrs. Mopar. We're going to wrap it up now. Thank you for being here at Autism One. We'll be back live Sunday. And you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, where I think I know what to say.
I've never heard of you.
A little nervous.
What is it?
I don't know. I'm on the spot.
Where the buck stops here.
The power to heal
is yours.
That's right.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.